Welcome back, beautiful souls, to another season of Find Your Lady Tribe. My name is Brenda Ridgely, your host. You know, there's a certain kind of magic that happens when women of a certain age come together. We've weathered some storms, discovered our strengths, and are ready to tap into the wisdom we've accumulated to create our next big thing. This season, we're diving deep into the wellspring of longevity. We'll explore how to nurture our minds, bodies, and spirits so we can not only live longer, but live vibrantly. Whether you're dreaming of traveling, starting a creative pursuit, building an empire, or even saving the world. Yep, that's right, saving the world. This season is your guide to building the foundation for a life filled with purpose, joy, and an unstoppable sense of self. So grab your cup of tea, settle in, and get ready to be inspired. But before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe. Give us a thumbs up if you're enjoying the show, and share it with your fellow midlife goddesses. Together, let's create a wave of empowered women who are redefining what it means to age gracefully, powerfully, and with a whole lot of Lady Tribe spirit. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe, where we focus on deep, meaningful friendships and other topics important to midlife women. This season is all about longevity, and today I'm excited to have a conversation on a topic that many women struggle with, and it's getting into a regular exercise routine, and also, what do we eat these days? So I am honored to have with me today our guest, Ivory Howard. Ivory understands that everyone's relationship with health and wellness is different. She seeks to honor that with her work. She provides her clients with challenging workouts focused on strength, balance, and flexibility to help them reach their health and fitness goals. She's a certified yoga and Pilates instructor. She also received her Master of Public Health and Advanced Training in Plant-Based Nutrition. She's been in U.S. News and World Report, Health Digest, Fit and Well, Weight Watchers, and other publications for helping others achieve their health and fitness goals. Ivory, welcome to Find Your Lady Tribe. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So would you just get us started off? Tell us a little bit about you and why you do what you do.
Sure. I am a yoga and Pilates instructor, as you mentioned. I'm based in Washington, D.C., but I teach online. And I work with mostly busy professional women who would like to work out consistently to reclaim their health. I just think that, you know, as we move forward in our careers and our lives, we just find ourselves sitting more often, you know, sitting on our commute, sitting at work, sitting on our commute again. And then when we finally get home, all we want to do is sit down. So just finding more ways to be active throughout your lifetime is something that I'm honored to share with others.
Oh, that's fabulous. I mean, it really is a struggle. Ivory, the struggle is real. Trying to fit it all in, whether you are a busy professional or a full-time mom or all of the above. It seems like we're doing it all these days. And just trying to get into the habit. And I think that's a lot of what you talk about is how to establish a practice that you can maintain. So if I were to come to you and I was like, oh, Ivory, I don't love exercising, first of all, but I know it's important for me. And especially as I'm getting older, it's really important. How can you help me?
Right. Just starting out with clients, it's really important for us to like sit down and have a conversation about what your goals are or why you want to work out, because we need to come up with a goal and a personalized plan that's just for you. I mean, goals are really important because they also help you not only visualize what you want for yourself, but also you need to know when you accomplish that goal, right? So it's really important to have a very specific goal and a plan that's just for you and your lifestyle. And then you are ready to work out once you have these two things. Yeah, those are, we have some other things that are very important, like accountability and community. And that's why our group is so important, because you do need community in order to be a success. It's one of the most important things in accomplishing your health and fitness goals. So it's really important. We know from research that, you know, it's important in terms of good behaviors and bad behaviors as well when it comes to community. So
I
it's
love
important
that
to
you say
surround
that.
yourself with people that you want
Yes,
to be
yes. I mean, absolutely. That's what Find Your Lady Tribe is all about. It's about building community, whether it be your circle of support of 2 to 5 besties that kind of support you in what you do. Maybe you have a tribe member that is an exercise buddy, or maybe it's a group that you join or follow because you don't have that person in your life that's motivating
right.
that you. That's when you come into play, is that you can actually help someone establish those goals. That's fantastic. Well, and I think a lot of us probably know logically why exercise routine is so important, but can you kind of just touch on a few highlights of why is it important for us, especially as we get older, to have these patterns established?
All right. With my clients, I usually work on balance, strength, and flexibility because all of those, even as we age, but throughout our lifetime, are very important just in terms of functional fitness and being able to do the things that you like to do, like carry the groceries into the house, carry your toddler, stay active, and I guess nimble throughout your lifetime, just to have a pain-free day. I mean, you can't take that for granted at any time. So it's
That's
really
for sure.
important, yeah, in terms of functional fitness, but also for your body and your health and your heart, of course. But those are not things that motivate us often.
Right,
So
because we
we
don't it, we don't see the progress internally, what's happening. And even when you start a workout program after a few weeks, you're like, I'm not noticing anything, and this is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And it's hard, but it can be a lot easier. Just figure out those tips and tricks, work with someone who's already done it and they know how they can best serve you and get you out the door and working
Yes.
out often.
Yeah, so we can do hard things, ladies, right? We can do hard things. I
Yes.
think there's probably a hump or a time period when you're like, the first 2 weeks is probably not enough. When I mean, is there a point where you're like, okay, once someone hits, they've done it 90 days or whatever, that gets easier because this is, they have some kind of rhythm to it. Is there a point where you feel like, okay, here's the I see a little bit of results happening, and now I got some momentum?
Right, exactly. And momentum is the key word because you're not going to feel motivated or inspired or feel like you're making any progress until you start working out. You have to do the thing first, and then you'll feel motivated, then you'll feel inspired, and then you'll feel like you're making progress. But you have to get that ball rolling first and create some momentum in your practice. And that'll be different for everyone. I mean, certainly some people feel an immediate runner's high if that's the activity that they choose to do. But you will certainly see results, and it's something that you have to do frequently and often. Maintain a consistent practice. This isn't, unfortunately, something that you can't hire someone else to do. So
Yeah.
yeah, just maintain a consistent practice.
Right. We talk about like cloning ourselves one day, and they can do all those things for us. But no, we got to just buckle down and do it ourselves. One thing that I heard recently that I thought was fascinating, and it was probably part of the blue zone, all the rave about how the people live forever,
Yeah.
like 100 plus, and what some of their habits are. And exercise wise or mobility wise, one of the things that I heard recently was the ability to stand up from seated position on the floor without using your hands, is like an indicator of your, how longevity wise you're doing. You need to try to be able to do that as long as possible. Have you heard that as well? Or is it just your hands you're not supposed to use, or your elbow? I don't know if you can use, like, I can do it without hands, but I kind of like rotate my knees under me and lift. I don't know if I can do it from a crisscross applesauce position.
Yes, I heard that. And that's a great, I guess, kind of measure of your strength, balance, and flexibility all in one activity. You definitely have to have a strong core and just maintain all of those things that we've discussed before, like strength, balance, and flexibility.
Right.
But yes, I mean, I would definitely give it a try. It's one of those activities I think that will, as you practice, serve you throughout your lifetime. But yeah, that's a great one.
Hey lady, just wanted to take a moment and interrupt right now in the middle of the show to ask you to subscribe. Yes, press that button right now. This show is all about you, the midlife woman. Let's do this thing together, so join us. Subscribe now.
Well, one thing I'd really like to talk with you about, Ivory, is your background in plant-based nutrition. There has been a whole, it's kind of this huge wave now of information that we're getting about why it's so much better to reduce the meat, consumption in our bodies, but not only that, in the art for our environment. Can you talk just a little bit about, first of all, what, you have a degree in this, and what was your inspiration to really get behind this knowledge and share it with others?
I have some postgraduate training in plant-based nutrition. And if you've never heard this, what I'm about to say may sound shocking to you, but it is in fact true that our meats and meat-related products are known carcinogens. So it's definitely, and I know that's shocking for some, it's important to limit those as much as possible. And certainly, if not altogether, that's totally up to you. But certainly, you can work that within your lifestyle. Those are some things that we know about them, and they also contribute to many of the chronic diseases that we have in the United States, like diabetes, cancer, stroke. So again, it is important to limit those so that we definitely limit the death and morbidity associated with those chronic diseases in the United States. So if you can limit them, you are certainly on the road to longevity and improving your health almost within days, I'm sure. If you went from where you are now to a plant-based diet, you would be really shocked at the changes in your body. So yeah, I would definitely, something I would recommend, and it's not all or nothing. You can always start with just a meatless Monday. Maybe just try one meatless meal or start collecting recipes. It's not something that you have to do all or nothing. The change from eating a diet with meat to not eating a diet with meat, that may take 10 years for you, so don't feel like it's going to happen overnight. There's a lot of things that you have to learn in terms of cooking and recipes and just knowing what you like to eat. But yeah, I mean, there are lots of options, more options than ever now. So
Yes.
you are in good company.
I'm really intrigued by it. I mean, it's kind of something that this year that my husband and I have kind of gotten on board with. And it was really after watching that You Are What You Eat on Netflix. And it's where they, and I was really intrigued because, I think we all know that different diets suit different people in different ways, right? I mean, some people can do really well on a low carb diet, or other people do better on a, they think, a carnivore diet or whatever. And but so it's really, really hard to tell because the numbers all come back different for different people. But so they took identical twins. Did you watch this one, Ivory?
I watched so many. I'm not sure if I know
Yeah,
the
so
exact
well, they
one.
take identical twins and they put them on, one's on a they're both on healthy diets, but one does have healthy meats in it and the other one is vegan. And they track them for, like, I don't know, 8 to 12 weeks, and they test everything in the world that you can think of. I mean, so many things. It was the biggest test they've ever done on twins and nutrition, and to see how it panned out. And it was like kind of a mini series. There were like 4 episodes or so, and my husband and I just kind of like binge watched them because it was fascinating. But of course, it came out in the end where the vegan diet, the numbers had the most significant, increase, decrease, whatever it was in that ca their the areas that were beneficial to the participant. And they both made progress because they were on both on he healthy diets. But throughout, they shared how the meat industry was impacting, the environment, and how some of these animals are not treated that great, don't have the best lives. So it really was a turning point for us. So I love how you said you can ease into it. And you don't, it's not like you have to do it all overnight, but maybe just consciously making one day or one meal here or there. And I have found there's some great recipes. There's a lot of things that are available now that make it feel like a meal. It just never felt like a meal without meat before. You know what I mean? It was always the center of the plate. When I was growing up, I don't know about you, but there's a lot of options. And so what do you recommend? If one would could to be completely vegan, or is it more like the Mediterranean? What's your recommendation to your clients?
I think it's definitely something that everyone should consider and just explore it. I mean, it's not something that everyone's ready to do now. I mean, certainly when you talk to a meat eater about it, their first objection is, but bacon. I'm like, okay, there are other things besides bacon, or they feel like they'll miss it. And I think as you move forward, you won't miss it. In fact, you will even forget what it tastes like. So feel free to explore and figure out what works best for you. Yeah.
Right, but do we want to forget about bacon?
I think we
I mean, I'm just going to say.
do.
I think I'm more than easing into it, but we just my husband and I just kind of decided, hey, we're going to live this way at home. I haven't bought meat all year, which is like, wow. Grocery shopping is a completely different experience. Just go, you walk by and go, well, this is weird. I used to spend so much time here. But if you've got a place that you love to go and they have something, we're just not going to be crazy about it. I mean, we're going to be mindful, and that's our approach.
It doesn't have to be overnight or all or nothing, and you're not, a bad vegan if you decide
Bad vegan.
that you decide that you want something
Bad
else.
vegan.
Or And foods are really personal, and there are lots of comfort foods. So it's understandable if you like slide back and you want something from your past life. That's totally fine. And you can
Yeah.
always start again.
Well, cool. Well, Ivory, tell us, share with us your core message to our community here. What is it that you stand for, and what you would like to impart on us today?
I just definitely want people to know that, the chronic diseases that we suffer from in the United States, like stroke, cancer, and diabetes, are all preventable with diet and exercise. And if you have one of these, I want you to know that you can live a long, active, and healthy life. Diet and exercise. So that's it. Simple,
Absolutely.
but
Yeah, no, it is simple, but it's absolutely reversible. No matter what your age is. I mean, and it can happen quicker than you think. I
yes,
believe
for
so.
sure.
I appreciate that. Do you have, one or two or three tips that you want to send off with how people can get started on something that's going to help their health, wellness, longevity?
Yeah, definitely. I think that it's important to think about the person that you would like to be and think about the steps that they would take to reach your goals. And I think that you'll be in a place to reach your goals quicker than you think if you're acting more as that person throughout your day. It's a lot easier to move forward.
Great. Well, Ivory, how can we find you? How do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. Feel free to connect with me on my website, ivoryhoward.com. Or on social media as Flat Belly Pilates. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, YouTube, all the things. So I can see you there.
Wonderful. Awesome. So, my final question for you, and this is a big one. Ivory, how do you tribe?
I definitely think it's important to stay connected. And I think for me, I've been craving more in-person connections, so I definitely feel that's important to get out of your house, get away from the computer and social media, and make sure that you connect in person again with people that you were connecting with before, pre-pandemic, and see what life is like again when you are in person, just sitting down together without phones, computers, or screens at all.
Absolutely. We were just not created to go it alone, right?
Right.
We were created for community and deep, meaningful relationships and people who know who we are beyond the
Right.
superficial stuff that we became back then in those days that you mentioned.
Yes, we were different people.
That's right. Well, Ivory, I so appreciate you being on Find Your Lady Tribe today. And I always sign off with when three or more gather, that's you, me, and our community, we are tribe. So thanks for being here, Ivory. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.